Chapter 13, Wailing in the Beis Medrash. Reb Avraham nodded his head in consent. "I accept your three conditions," he informed Baruch. He then added, "I do not have the right to speak for my daughter regarding your desire that your house serve as a guest house for the Nestarim. However, knowing Rivka, I am convinced that she would gladly agree. Rivka has been blessed with a generous and giving personality." After Reb Avram's daughter agreed to the shidduch and Baruch's three conditions, Baruch's sister Dvar Leah and his uncle Kaddish and Aunt Freda were informed. A shtar hatnayim between the two parties was written and signed. It was agreed that the marriage between Baruch of Vitebsk and Rivka of Liazhna would be held in 1 year's time. This was the average wait between engagement and marriage in those days in order to give the parties enough time to prepare for the wedding. During this year, Rivka sewed her own wedding gown and prepared the other wedding requirements while Baruch delved deeply into his Torah studies and prepared himself for a most important stage in his life, raising a household that would be faithful to the ways of the Torah. Meanwhile, Baruch's friendship with his brother-in-law Yosef Yitzchak continued to grow. Yosef Yitzchak guided Baruch to learn Svarim of Musar, teachings that train a person to improve himself and refine his character, to be humble, kind, honest, and acquire other good midos. These Svarim changed Baruch drastically. He came to realize that he cannot serve Hashem with his intellect alone. He had to serve Hashem with his feelings as well as his mind. It was not enough to study and acquire vast knowledge of Torah, just as it was not enough to perform the mitzvahs only with physical action, without any meaning or emotion. Hashem desires the heart. Hashem wants a Jew to daven to him out of intense feelings of love. He wants a Jew to learn Torah with great yearning for its holiness and to give tzedakah to the poor with true feelings of rachmanis and a desire to help fellow Jews. Baruch's davening and learning took on an entirely new meaning. His attitude towards other people also changed noticeably. Needless to say, he had always been polite and respectful to all people, even the most simple-minded and coarse. Until now, however, he had done so only because he understood that it was proper to do so. He had simply followed his own belief that all people were worthy of respect. Now that he had followed the teachings of Musar, his heart pounded with true feelings of love and friendship towards his fellow humans. Baruch thought about his actions of the past years. He recalled certain events that he had witnessed, and he compared the way that he responded to them at the time with the way he would respond to them now after having studied the teachings of Musar. For example, he recalled an unusual event that occurred while he was in Yanovich. That morning, as Baruch recalled, he was sitting at a table in the Beis Medrash in Yanovich and concentrating on his studies. Suddenly, fearful screams pierced the ear. The door flew open and a man and a woman rushed into the Beis Medrash, darting over to the Aron Kodesh. The couple swept aside its curtain and flung open the door of the Ark. Standing before the Sefer Torah, the couple burst into loud, broken sobs mixed with broken phrases. "Please, Hashem, please save Oyvei Rabbeinu Shalom, save our daughter. Please don't let her die." Moments later, the pair was joined by additional men who hurried into the Beis Medrash in a state of panic and poured out their bitter hearts before the opened Arayin. Soon, a man arrived with his face pale and his voice quivering. He announced, "The patient lost consciousness." The man disappeared as quickly as he had come, but upon hearing his message, the woman collapsed on the floor of the Beis Medrash in a faint, greatly increasing the drama and disorder. All this time, Baruch sat quietly. He did not know these people, nor what had happened to their daughter. He tried his best to be oblivious to the commotion raging around him. He focused his attention to the topic he was learning in Gemara, doing his best to block his ears and ignore the sights that had transformed the quiet Beis Medrash into a heart-rending scene. He felt no connection at all to the people and their troubles. Baruch did not permit the event to enter his heart and disturb his learning. He remained uninvolved even when he could not help overhearing one of the men tell someone else the sad story of the ill girl. She was an only child, born to her parents after many years of marriage. In just 2 months from now, she was to be married. Unfortunately, she had been struck with sudden illness and was now lying motionless on her bed, hovering between this world and the next. Just as Baruch felt disconnected from the heartbreaking scene in the Beis Medrash, he also felt nothing special when the happy news spread a few days later that the cries to heaven were answered. The sick girl recovered in a most wondrous way and was back on her feet. The girl's parents held a large Seudas Haidah in the Beis Medrash to thank Hashem for the recovery of their soon-to-be-wed only daughter. Baruch did not join in. Instead, he found a side room in which to concentrate on his learning, undisturbed by the sounds of rejoicing and thanksgiving that filled the main hall. Thinking back to that time, Baruch was astonished at himself. How was I able to remain so indifferent to the suffering of another Jew? What difference did it make whether I knew the people involved, he admonished himself. I felt so very cold to the tragedy of an only daughter on the brink of death and the painful cries of her parents. Baruch now realized that if a person would only follow his intellect and not express his emotions, he will be a cold and unsympathetic person. Even the Torah that he studies and the mitzvahs that he performs remain cold. Thinking about his other experiences in the Beis Medrash, Baruch fondly remembered the Shamash, a man named Reb Zalman Chaim. Reb Zalman Chaim was not only the Shamash, but also the person in whose merit the Beis Medrash was established. It was he who convinced Reb Ber, the rich livestock merchant, to build a Beis Medrash in the center of the marketplace of Yanovich. Reb Baruch did not have any children of his own, but he was a most generous person and gave freely to the poor. Once the Beis Medrash was completed, the residents of Yanovich quickly recognized its great advantage. It was located in the heart of the marketplace and soon became the most active Beis Medrash in the entire Yanovich. It had minyanim and shiurim from daybreak until midnight. Baruch enjoyed observing Reb Zalman Chaim the Shamash. He was so full of joy and life and was the most good-hearted person imaginable. At the same time, there was something mysterious about everything that the Shamash did that Baruch could not quite explain.